In the past, in my secondary school, I have a teacher and teach us English, and I think he's just a fresh graduate and become a teacher, and I think he has his passion in teaching us English. After school, I found him for improving my English. Since I recognize my English is not very good enough, so he give me many exercises to improve my English. And sometimes he may talk in English with me after school. So I think this is the most memorable English language learning experience.
I know that you were in the mainland education system for the first 2 years of primary,
yes.
And then from P3 onwards, you're in Hong Kong,
yes.
Right? And what was the transition like coming to Hong Kong and learning English in the Hong Kong school system? Was it different or the same?
Oh, I think this is a funny experience. And then because I just study primary 1 and 2 in mainland, and I have no English foundation. So I think English is something like the Putonghua spelling, you know, it's also A B C D.
Opinion.
So I think that English is something like Putonghua. And then after I came to Hong Kong, and I realized that it is not that format. Yeah. So I remember that in the first dictation in English lesson, I got a 0 mark because I didn't know that the punctuation in the sentence. So I just think that what is full stop? I have not learned this vocab. So after I study hard, and then the next time I got 90 something. Yeah. Yes.
So it sounds like you've had, you know, fun learning English. How about reading? Do you have some memorable reading experiences in English?
Reading? I'm not good at reading because I read it very slow. And then during my examination, I nearly spent 5 or 10 minutes reading a passage, and then I can't get the message in the passage so easily. So I have to spend more time in reading the English. And then I think the most difficult in reading, and then is when all the letter is written in big capital. I spend even more time in reading it. Yeah.
That's kind of interesting because your major is visual arts.
Yes.
So how do you see reading and visual arts? Because if you draw something or you make something for somebody to look at, and then you talk about the big letters as well being difficult. Can you make a difference between them?
I think I just sense more sensible in picture than words. So maybe do you mean the how to combine the words and the picture?
I'm just saying, you know, reading a picture and reading the words.
Because picture is more colorful, and then it is more related to our daily life or some objects you can see. But in the letter, it's just something something messy and then combined together. So I can't get the message immediately. Yeah.